So we're seeing 10% of the community using our food bank services. That is a consistent number, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty consistent. And then our drop a meal program is, it varies. I would say average 30. So bi-weekly, we see average of 30 community members per meal. Depends on meal, though. Like, ultimately, like, we could see 75 people here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've seen that, like, people literally with their plates sit standing up and eating. And, like, that's, I think, if we had a bigger space, we would see more people. Because we've had people come in and turn around and walk out because this area is jam-packed. I think a lot of people see value in it. I really do, and I think that we've helped with, in some scenarios, conflict resolution in a lot of different ways and mending bridges. And the other agency or organizations in the community, we partner a lot with, you know, the health center, the school, child and family. I think it's important to note that a lot of people who come to our drop a meal are not, you know, in that low income division of, you know, they're not. And when they attend meals, somebody might throw a $20 bill in the donation box or, you know, and people see value in what we're trying to do. Because maybe, you know, if this person is in that higher bracket, your children are still attending our programming, you know, because we have partnership with the school. So a lot of times there's that connection, you know, and we engage parents in that sense, because, hey, I want my kid to learn how to cook, you know, and like that sort of thing. So I think people do support us and see value in us during food bank fundraisers, or, you know, maybe we're looking for monetary donations or whatever. They're like, we can get it, no problem. Like, and I think that goes to show the support. And I have to give thanks to Chad for that, because he really, he built a lot of those relationships, and he was very key in getting the city council on board. The three local chiefs within the community, along with the city council and the mayor, during the fisherman's powwow that's hosted here on the Miramichi River. And they all came together and they signed this friendship accord just to understand each other and work together collectively. And they all signed it, and it was awesome. It was really cool to see that happen. I think Chad had a big part in that, and the food center catered that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was huge. It was really very good. Just speaking from, I don't know, a lens of, like, you know, our area, you know, we get donations from the local Rotary clubs and the high schools if they want to donate food. And, yeah, there's a lot of different events that we get recognition or whatever it is.
Like, I'd say every one in every two people I come in contact with have something good to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, something they utilized here, something they learned, and they're just like, oh, I think it's great for this. And then when we were doing those surveys, every single person I did a survey with only had good to say.
So we surveyed 30 people, and this is some of the data that came back. She's putting together a full report for me. So 100% of respondents said that the Nottawatnag CFC provides them with an important source of healthy food. 81% of respondents made healthy changes to their diet since coming to the CFC. 100% of respondents felt that they belonged to a community at the CFC. 40% noted that their mental health is better now than when they first came to the CFC. 48% noted that their physical health is better. 38% of respondents became more involved in the community because of something they did or learned at the CFC. 31% felt they were already engaged in the community.